When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
And this just did, reporting live from Gakwa Nyema News, straight from Santiago. We sent our correspondent on the ground, Liz Bell Ortiz, there at the National Republican Convention, where she is getting the breaking story behind Donald Trump presenting his newest and apparently biggest celebrity endorsement. Liz Bell, take it away.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here at the 2024 Republican Convention. It smells like shit. Everyone here is drinking Mountain Dew. It's fucking me up, but we're here. I hear Donald Trump has a new celebrity endorsement. Let's see what he's on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. This is huge. This is big news. We didn't think that this would ever happen. We didn't think we'd see the day, but it's come to my attention. You know, the last time this happened, we had Lil Pimp with us, and this time we have a very special guest. He's big news. Big news. This guy almost as big as me. But we have, ladies and gentlemen, big music producer DJ Khalid is here with us.
That's right. Hey, hold on a second. Yo, Donnie, let me say it's Khalid. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Played yourself.
I apologize. It's DJ Khalid.
But I'm still gonna endorse you because what we hear. Florida, make some noise for the one, the only, DJ Khaled, me!
I think we're supposed to do that, not you.
But it's me! You, we! Together, we! And together, we're gonna fall behind Donald Trump! And you know what we're gonna get him? Another one.
I'll tell you what, that's the most accurate thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You see, these are the kinds of endorsements we need here. The GOP needs these people, my friends. We need them to push the agenda forward. My friend here, DJ Khaled, I apologize, doesn't support
Lion.
Neither does he support. So we couldn't resist the opportunity to have this sort of representation in the GOP.
That's right, Donald. You know what I support? Money. That's all I care about is money. So if you got money for me, let's go.
That's right.
DJ Khaled.
That's right.
And another one.
And you know I'm about that paper, boo.
Victory light. Can you name like five, like in your opinion, like lit white people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Kelly Clarkson.
She's lit. She's white?
Yeah.
Oh, she's looking a little Hispanic.
She's
from Texas, so I don't trust her.
You know what? She might be
spicy. She might
white.
Be gringa.
She identifies as a white woman.
As a white woman? I bet. Because, yo, Tony Romo. Cowboys quarterback?
You mean Antonio?
Antonio Romo. And he's been cosplaying as a white man this whole time. So, you know.
But wow.
So, Kelly?
Kelly Clarkson. I love Avril Lavigne.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shout out to her.
Are these just artists?
She's Canadian. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
She's still white.
No, I'm saying it's a different type of white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I
mean? Is this bitch white? The no, she's not. Celine Dion, she's not white.
Yeah, she is.
She's French Canadian. Yeah, yeah, she's yeah, Avril. Yeah, she's an Avril Lavigne white. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she's definitely one of them.
Yo,
that's how I know you live in a Jamaican
thoughts
though, bro.
And prayers
like
with, with Celine Dion. Damn, she's like really sick. We're about to lose her.
Damn. What?
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Damn, I know. I heard up, about bro. That. She has been real sick.
Shout out to Celine Dion, man. She went through a lot, bro. Yeah. She gave us bangers, timeless bangers.
Oh, you know who else? Dolly Parton. I fucking love Dolly Parton.
Yo,
okay,
yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, she I need another one.
Damn. Notice how
see been, what I mean?
It's been no niggas on this list. No dudes whatsoever.
Why? I mean,
women of the devil.
I mean, I love Eminem, but.
Oh God!
I'm learning more about you every day.
Out of here, Liz.
This is confirmation that no one is perfect. Okay, Liz is close. She was real close.
She's really close.
But no one's perfect.
99.9%.
I used to love Eminem to the point where all of my homeboys from high school got together one Christmas and purchased all of his CDs for me.
Yo,
bro, you even fight me. Bitches. Of course you love Eminem.
Bro, I fought on eBay for like 2 months straight to buy Infinite, the first Eminem album of
okay,
all
I
time.
Will say this. Infinite was ill. Infinite is his
on,
best song.
On regular CD, but
I was about to
you
say.
Can't find them shits anywhere, and if you do, they are expensive as fuck. Yeah, I was like 15, bro.
No, Infinite.
And I fought on eBay for like 2 days for that shit. And I was so hyped when I finally got it.
I know you was. I was about to say, if you got that vinyl, that's real hip hop.
Nah, I wish. I wish. Yo, that shit got to cost a band.
I went to Deep Cuts Records yesterday because that's like the only place I know that has like cassettes, like for real, for real. They got like a whole wall of them,
bro.
And like, and she, Shorty had a sealed original release of Only Built for Cuban Links.
That
shit was a sealed, bro. Never opened. Like it had the it had the Wu-Tang like stamp on the tape still, and it was $350.
You right in my wheelhouse, baby. Chill.
$350.
I'm getting chubby, dog. Chill. We gotta move on, cause yo.
wait.
Lit, I'm sitting here talking about real hip hop.
Lit white people.
Lit white people. All right, lit white people.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first while I think of mine. Cause okay. I gotta really parse through this.
Okay, Daryl Hall, John Oates, Haley Williams.
Oh shit.
Haley Williams. Wow.
Wow.
Banger.
You was ready for this.
Let me think. What's that?
It's only three. And Hall and Oates are fighting, so one of them's not lit.
All right. So we interviewed John Oates at Amazon. Mm-hmm. He seemed cool. So I'm
if I gotta take one off, Hall & Oates are in a class of white vocalists from like the 80s that could be confused for black people. So you're
soul.
Lit.
Philly
yeah,
soul.
Yeah, yeah, yep. yeah. So yeah, so so Bobby. I'm gonna take off Daryl Hall for Bobby Caldwell then.
Bobby Caldwell, yes. Yeah.
So John Oates, Bobby Caldwell, Haley Williams, Ari Aster. He killing it. And then goddamn
Drake.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
And
you wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
And the last lit white person, bro, Chet Hanks, bro.
Chet Hanks!
Holy fuck.
Boop, 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 boop. Blood clad.
I'm trying to decide if he's better or worse than Eminem.
Yo, he's better.
Yeah.
By a long shot. Yeah. Yo, listen. Tell me this
be
right
able
now.
To take the slander.
Would you rather hear, right now, 2024, would you rather hear, yo, Eminem is dropping a new track, or yo, Chet Hanks is
just
dropping a new track?
A dance hall.
He's just dropped a dance hall with Vybz Kartel and Ninja Man.
And Mavado.
Oh, nah.
But anything can be lit and hypothetical.
I would be waiting, bro. I would be waiting.
Yo, imagine.
We like to wash my face with the cake, so.
I'm not doing the hypothetically lit. I'm seeing what's on wax. I'm not liking any of it.
All right, so my lit five lit white people is
if we're not counting Chet Hanks, fucking Matthew McConaughey, dude.
Oh yeah,
fucking,
Matthew McConaughey,
fucking national treasure, man.
Yeah.
I just started True Detective, bro.
All right. I like him because he looks like he's always high. Like he always like he's in that like I was like I fucks with you, bro.
He's in that haze.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, if you get to cook and do Lincoln commercials while you high as fuck,
yeah.
Vision board, bro. Yeah. That's at the top of my pyramid.
See, nobody buying a fucking Lincoln anyway.
Listen, there's a lot of old motherfuckers in my neighborhood, bro. There's a lot of navigators.
But they miss that feeling, bro.
Yo. All right. So, lit white people. I want to say Paul Wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Paul Wall. White rapper that has been very unproblematic the entire time.
You could throw MC Search in there.
MC Search, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for the washed suggestion. And then on the actor tip, I got the guy, I don't know his name, but the guy that was the main character in Pi.
Wait, Life of Pi?
No, Pi, like the black and white movie that was like a Darren Aronofsky movie.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't remember his name. But fuck it, you know what? I'm going to swap him out for Larry David because Larry David is a way better choice.
Yeah.
So I got, what do I got right so far? I got, I was going to say Ryan Gosling. I don't got Ryan Gosling in there. He don't count.
He's Ken, I guess so.
He's all right. But I'm just like, damn, it's so hard to find lit.
Bro, Ryan Reynolds lit
like,
as fuck.
Like, actually talented.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is fucking lit. Yeah, shout out to him. Deadpool, I fuck with Deadpool. It's one of my favorite superhero movies.
I like his wife.
Yeah.
Blake Lively.
Shout out to Blake.
She's a gossip girl.
Bro, as a white woman connoisseur, bro, any white woman with like a traditionally male name, the pussy gonna go stupid dummy, bro.
Oh, your name is Joey?
No. I seen at my very short time at Fordham, I was fucking with a shorty named Ryan. Oh! Oh, fuck, man. God damn.
Yo! I tell you what, white women terrify me, bro. I'm genuinely scared of them.
Yo, they got names like Reagan, bro.
Bro, Ryan with an E at the end? Fuck off, dude. It's R-Y-A-N-E.
That's Ryan.
We gotta get Rainey away from these white women, bro. We have to save him.
He don't wanna be saved. Don't save him. He don't wanna be saved. Speaking of white women, I was gonna say mid white women, but that might get me doxxed again. Speaking of white women, Tay Tay, you know what I'm saying? AKA Taylor Swift got incels in a fucking uproar, yo. Like, on both sides of the spectrum that matter to old white men, sports and politics, B. First, on a political tip, Fox News has been doing wall-to-wall coverage of some shit that I said in the last episode where it was just like, yo, Stan armies are dangerous, bro. And they got mad influence. And if the Swifties said, yo, we voting for this guy, they voting for that guy.
Yeah.
It don't matter if it's a write-in, bro. Bart Simpson could win the election if the Swifties are like, yo, we vote for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of crazy to me. You know what I mean? And she endorsed Biden last year. So Hannity and fucking Slamity and O'Reilly and Diley and fucking Jesse Waters.
I don't think she's going to do it, though.
You know what I'm saying? You don't think she's going to endorse it?
Nah.
Damn.
Why not?
Yeah, like what's the tease, sis?
We know Mr. Joe is getting his dick hard for genocide. Taylor Swift is not somebody who she likes to play it super safe her entire career. So she hasn't said anything about Palestine, anything about what's going on.
Yeah.
For her to just straight up endorse Joe would mean she's also aligning with what he's saying and what he believes.
Yeah, this really might be her her Republicans buy sneakers too moment.
Yo,
exactly.
Yo, but so, does she have room to be like, as a pop star, does she have room to be like, oh, like I'm focused on like college debt relief or whatever and like pivot like that? Because you know she got a whole team. It ain't just her on the phone with Joe's people like, yo, what y'all want me to say? Like it's 20 motherfuckers filtering that shit before
there's
it gets
no done. Way she could get away from it. There's nobody who could get away from fucking endorsing Joe Biden right now. Look at AOC, bro.
I'm just imagining, because he just said, like, what do you want me to say? I'm just imagining Joe Biden going, beep Carlos!
What do you want me to say? Beep Carlos!
But you were saying, Liz, sorry, I cut you off.
It's going to be impossible for anybody to endorse Joe without them aligning themselves with what he's doing. Because he's blatantly in our face, like, yeah, so.
Be playing in our faces.
do you guys think Trump is unpredictable enough to, like, really go against Israel? Because remember him and Kim Jong going back and forth on Twitter? Like, come and find out, pussy. And he's like, oh, word? I bet. Why don't you shoot the first rocket? And all of us are like, okay, guys. All right. Let's, maybe settle down.
Just hanging out.
Like, so do you
refresh your social media every 2 seconds? Like, yo, y'all see chemtrails anywhere?
Yeah. Like, do you think like? Because I feel like everybody gonna play it safe. Like Joe Biden's gonna play it safe always, forever. And like AOC now, she's lost. She's lost the plot, so fuck that.
Yeah.
But do you feel like Trump is enough of a wild card that there's a possibility that he might straight up be like, yo, fuck Netanyahu, dude? Like,
yo,
no.
Imagine. Yo, I don't. So it's money.
Yeah.
If he can see himself making more money with somebody else, he's for sure gonna do that. He's gonna be like, yeah, BB.
Yeah.
It's quiet for you because my son MBS, he got the bag.
Yeah,
you
know, and he's saying? Like, he's like, he's not even, Netanyahu's not even from Israel. You believe this?
He's from Philly.
He's from Philadelphia.
The guy went to Villanova.
I mean, what's
Give
going on?
Give me a fucking break. He doesn't even know who Jalen Brunson is. He never went to class.
Yeah.
Never went to class. No extracurriculars. I have plenty of extracurriculars. Look at my files.
fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dog. I think that Trump he wouldn't do that just because, first of all, this is a man who put into law a fucking Muslim ban. Like,
yo, that's crazy.
We be forgetting.
Forgetting. Yeah. Yo, and
because we're so good at making fucking jokes, yes. We love forgetting what the fuck. All motherfuckers remembers is a $1,200 check.
Yo.
You remember being popped and getting a $1,200 check. And now you just want Trump back.
So now, what they doing now is they trying to jam this shit up in Congress, and Republicans are saying this shit out loud. Like, yo, we don't want to approve this shit because then niggas are going to think they got checks from Biden, and these niggas are so dumb, they're going to just vote for the bro because, yo, we got a Biden check. Like, it's, bruh, it's, yo, this country's in trouble.
It's a joke, bro.
Victor, can you find out what the longest any empire has ever lasted? Because I'm pretty sure.
They said it's 400.
There's no number that an empire typically lasts, is what I would say.
Yeah.
For comedic purposes, 250 years.
Yeah.
We're at like 253 right now.
Yeah.
I just want to remind people, Guinness, okay? The steak you drink when you crack open a Guinness, that company is older than the U.S.
Facts, bro. Is it Yingling older than the fucking U.S.? This mayonnaise company is older than this fucking
there
country.
There are whole black families that you try to deny full participation in this society that have been in this country longer than this country's been the U.S.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Bro, I be looking at like beer labels and shit, like Stella Artois, established 1492, and I'm like, how y'all figure that out?
There are bathrooms in England older than this country.
Yeah, like how do y'all know that for real? Yo. Where is the show me the documents.
Yo, somebody wrote fucking Bridgerton was here in a bathroom and that shit is older than the fucking country.
Hey, Stella, show me the scroll that
show me the
scroll that Merlin wrote with King Arthur when they signed what is this, my lord?
Yeah.
Stella's French. Oh, what is this?
My lord, there. Oh,
it is I will call it a Stella Artois, but we will spell it funny because we are French.
It's delicious with snails.
Oh, oui, croissant.
And they bought that shit from somewhere else, probably, because that's all Europe did. Was just like, yo, let's go over here. Yo, these motherfuckers with like food that tastes good. Let's go over there.
Yeah.
Find out how they make their food taste good and bring it back here and not use it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that video of the British people trying American food for the first time.
Yo,
that motherfuckers was like, nah, what are we eating out here?
What? Bruv, what is this, bruv? They'll eat like a flaming hot Cheeto and be like, bruv, raw.
Oh, wait a minute. My fault. Stella Artois is Belgian. It's not French.
Same shit. It's like my man Splagadi Splagadi. It's my man Fish 93.
Yo, did anybody ever send them to them both? Somebody got to send them
yes,
that.
Yes,
he's going to be like, when the fuck did I land in the Dominican community? What are we doing?
Hey, bro, you did the BBW.
Look,
what I'm saying? The BBL.
Look, hold on, because I'm not over this. The Stella Artois bottle, it says Anno 1366. Y'all made that up. Y'all fucking made that up. There's no way y'all know that for real.
They pissed Rainey off. He's on his phone.
You know,
because
I'm
Google.
Sick of white people, man. They got too much history.
Established in 1109.
Yeah, that's crazy. Y'all got the privilege of knowing that shit that far back.
And you know what? You really opening in some shit in my eyes, because now I'm going to just assume everybody's lying to me.
Yo, you know what I mean?
What year was the printing press invented?
Hey, Slim, hold on. I'm about to... Hold on, wait.
Because that's going to tell you who's lying and who's keeping a buck.
All right. The printing press was invented in 1436.
Who the fuck told them that?
Yeah, exactly.
See, now I ain't trying to hear none of that shit.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I think about these old inventions and shit, and I'm like, bro, when you invented this shit, did you know it was going to be like... you know,
did you know
it's
gonna go? Did you know it's gonna go up
like that? And yeah. Then to have the presence of mind to do like a little post-it note, yo, my name is fucking Jose Rodriguez. I invented Stella Artois on this day in 1305.
Right?
Like, come on, dog. Bro, where'd you find the pen?
Bro, like when you like, do you know off the dome like the exact date you founded like? You started Victory Light.
No, not the exact date.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, you do, because it was a blog.
What? Oh, yeah. Why did you go check?
Well, okay. Sure.
Okay, it was 2007, 8? Like, I can go check.
Nine.
Bro, somebody somebody had to keep that scroll for that. No, no.
In 2009?
It didn't happen.
That shit was on papyrus.
It didn't happen. And then what? You telling me somebody put that shit in a scanner for Windows 95, and then they... put it on a floppy disk and then
crop it.
Nah, bro.
Yo, nah, man. They put on the same floppy disk that had Wolfenstein. And there was still 1 KB left over.
Yeah.
Nah, motherfuckers have been lying to us. And we just been eating that shit up.
That's it. We tell the truth.
My grandmother, I was born in 1935. Yeah, sure you were. Sure you were.
They didn't have paper to write your birth on.
Yeah.
You let you know that. Come on. My grandmother had like kids at 14. I'm like, yo, there was no documentation when you was around, B.
Right.
Like, let's be real. You was born. My mom used to tell me like, yo, babies didn't even open their eyes until like week two. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what were y'all doing? Did you have a baby and just throw them in like a bale of hay? Like, what the fuck is going on here, man?
Back then, Jesus, like, why he said fuck me for? Yeah.
He's like, nigga, I had a manger. Yeah. Get it right.
You know what's crazy, though? Speaking of grandma, when my grandmother gave birth to my moms, my grandfather couldn't see them in the hospital for like a week because it was when the fucking Trujillo regime was happening. They locked down the hospital because they were circling around in helicopters.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This was in 66.
See?
Right before they bodied that bitch.
Yo, fuck out of here. I want to say, I'm mad that there's no live leak video of that. That motherfucker get his nugget blown off. There's mad videos, mad angles of JFK getting his wig blown off. I'm like, I don't care about
that. I went to the spot where he got murked at. My cousin took me.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a little dancing contest.
They still got the stain there? Did you see the dancing contest?
I got a lot of respect for countries that kill their fascist or their dictator.
Hell yeah, bro.
That shit takes guts.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah, there's no footage of the Trujillo fucking body, and there's no and I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Stella Artois was not founded in that year. And another thing, Wilt ain't scored no 100 fucking points.
Photoshop.
That shit did not happen.
You see, I don't even know about sports, and I know that there's no footages of that, bro.
Yeah, there's no footage of that.
So that's the thing they've been saying is that this person has scored 100 points before, but they've never been able to find footage of it ever.
Let me tell you what they got.
Yeah.
They got like 3,000-year-old white guys that are like, yeah, I was there.
Oh, yeah, and how honest are they?
I delivered the newspaper in the hot water.
And they got one clip of him arguing with Bill Russell. What the fuck is that about? Like, this 100-point game doesn't exist.
Yo!
It doesn't exist.
Oh, my God, dog. Get the fuck out of here. Speaking of games, the Super Bowl is coming up, and...
Oh, boy.
Like I said, Fox News politicians, I'm going to call them that from now on, politicians is mad at Taylor Swift because she might endorse Joe Biden. These pop stars got a crazy, crazy, crazy amount of influence. So much so that they got these motherfuckers shook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And first of all, it's crazy, bro. I keep it a buck. If this was a normal election, I'd be like, this is crazy. But since this is the election that it is,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is not so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Taylor Swift is president? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens if Taylor Swift is president?
You're throwing out some very bad ideas right now. So let's clean up the energy a little bit.
Yo, you know what? Let's just stop talking about this shit altogether. Pop stars are too powerful. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right fucking back. Like I said this shit about Justin Bieber like mad years ago. I was like, fam, these motherfuckers got so many people that when they say jump, they jump. You know what I'm saying?
It's but
like,
I think that this is not even necessarily about the pop stars. I'm pissed off at the politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, bro.
Use politics.
You're a fucking dickhead. You don't do your job.
Yeah.
You lie to the public. Yeah. And then you spend your entire fucking career searching for people who are powerful enough to just convince their audience to follow you. And you go after people like this who have a very fucking
naive
and new audience who they just like, they don't really know too much about fucking politics. They don't give a fuck. They just saw, we love this artist. She's endorsing him. We're going to follow her.
Yep.
How lazy is that, bro?
Fam, that is and the laziest campaign strategy.
The musicians who take advantage of that is a different story. But the fact that this is a conversation about Taylor Swift and not about Joe Biden endorsing genocide and still wanting to run another 4 fucking years, even though the nigga is 3 minutes away from death.
Yo.
And then we got the fucking, the reality TV orange dickhead who is just out of this world. The fact that he's even able to fucking run again is a joke. And then we as the American public who has been working, paying taxes, suffering through fucking capitalism, racism, sexism, all of these isms, bro. And we gotta watch you two old stupid bitches fight over a pop star when this world is literally going to shit because of y'all.
I want to bring back like old school type of shit. Like, I don't know. Remember that movie Apocalypto?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Remember Apocalypto?
I remember it's like the Mel Gibson joint. The one with the I don't know if they were Incan or Mayan. But it was
those societies, right? Those like ancient, like, you know, cultures. And it's like, they used to do kind of like wild shit. Like, yo, bro.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We gonna behead you, bro, because he gotta be king, so we gotta chop your head off, because you trying to be king, so we gotta chop your
wig off. Like, if we don't do that, the sun's not gonna come up, the crops won't grow. Right. You understand.
Yeah. Guys, come on, please. Yeah. We gotta sacrifice your daughter, you know what I'm saying, because...
It's a great honor.
It's gonna be great.
All right, you know, like, everyone, listen, come on.
We're gonna give her a plaque.
It's just the way
it is. All the greats have had to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
I'm like, yo, we gotta start taking some pages out of Saudi Arabia's book, bro, like the French Revolution. Like, you know what I'm saying? Start hitting the guillotine on motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, that's why I respect.
Am I flying too close to the sun? We did the side eye. Like, yo, fam, like, yo, we got sponsors, nigga.
No, I'm just saying it because we might not be too far off.
Yo, yeah. I'm telling you, bro.
It's just feeling wild out here. Yo, I don't know what's gonna happen, but it's feeling wild.
So, fam, I don't know if y'all remember, as Dominicans, put it down in the Dominican jar. As Dominicans, do y'all remember that shit that was going on in DR with like the elections? Mm-hmm. And bro, people came out en masse and surrounded like the Capitol building or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like the I forgot what they call it. It's like, it sounds mad grand. Like the empire of power.
Yeah, el palacio.
Whatever. Yeah. They surrounded that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hell no, we won't go. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah, because they spaz out. How the fuck you say, okay, you prepare for a full year. This election is going to be on February 4th. Everybody, offices are closed. Everybody's job. You come out, you vote. And then because the person that they don't want is winning, the person that they don't want to win is losing, he now they just like, oh sorry, we had a bunch of like little glitches.
Oh yeah.
So we're just gonna like do it over like a little while.
Yeah, do it over. No biggie.
Who you national talking election. To?
We gonna do it over.
A national fucking election. And motherfuckers is like, yeah, we're not feeling the vibe, so we're just gonna run this back into the league.
Espérate, espérate, que esto no se ve bien aquí. Espérate, vamos a contar esta vaina otra vez. Hold on. Let's count this again. Wait a minute.
Espérate. La máquina tiene solitaire. this solitaire and the voting machine. I don't know how he got there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
that, I don't see that shit happening in America, bro. I'll keep it a buck.
Our country is a joke.
Yeah.
Our country is a complete joke.
We are
a part of the fucking circus, too.
Yeah.
Shit, but piss
me off. But you know what's crazy? It's like, why gotta be us? Why do we gotta be the fucking revolutionaries? After our parents came here busting their ass, we've been busting our ass. I've been busting my ass trying to give my kids a better future. Why do I gotta throw everything? Motherfucker, y'all white people have been having and shit in charge. All y'all fucking righteous motherfuckers. Go ahead, be the first nigga to get shot, bro. Be the front lines. Be the meat shields, bro. And then we'll come right behind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys do that, and I'll be in the back with my beret and my leather vest. You know what I'm saying?
Che Guevara bling on. It's complex. Yo, I'm telling you, man. Shit's getting crazy out here, bro. It's the end times.
Bro, if they you heard about this draft shit, right? Like this supposed draft or whatever. Listen, if they draft me, all I'm saying is I'm bumping fucking top five dead or alive in the tank. What's good? What's good?
First of all, yo. I am a woman. I don't even know how I got here today. I can't read. I don't know how to shoot a gun.
Listen, I'm just a girl.
All I know how to do is bake bread from scratch. So when you need that, I got you. Y'all take care of all that extra shit.
Yo, I got TikTok recipes for y'all, but that's about it.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry. My mind can't just grasp information the way y'all do. Yeah. So I just can't do it.
Oh, the army. Yo. Liz rolling for the whole infantry?
Yo.
Nah, that's crazy. Hassan just assigned me as the blunt roller for the fucking army.
Bro, listen, I'm pulling up to battle with AirPod Maxes on. Listening to Freeway with the AR dumping.
Yo,
man. Because when my stomach stopped growling, but he stopped working and he stopped working.
I'm a Robbie person.
Nigga, I'm sliding over a fucking IED. Like, I'm sliding over cars while I shoot. Tuck crew.
Bro, bitch, I'm never with that.
Tool? I'm just shooting up some random shit. I'm shooting my own tank.
Yeah,
that's what I'm like, no, stop. That's our tank.
Yeah, no, that's what we need. We need like, yeah. I'm sure they do this shit like in the barracks or whatever. Like I'm sure they throw on like some NBA young boys.
Oh yeah, come on, they gotta get hyped up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a mixed bag out there, so it's not just everybody want to listen to Limp Bizkit break stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? We gotta diversify. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Limp Bizkit be going. He be every day. It's the same old shit. And I'm like, yo, facts though.
Everything's fucked. Everybody sucks. I'm like, yeah, Fred.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right, Fred Durst.
Yeah,
yo, Fred Durst is he's motivational. Be like, yeah, everything is fucked. Everybody sucked. Revolution.
Yeah.
Viva la revolution.
Yeah.
I did it all for the nookie. Yo. They gotta send some of these aggressive niggas out there, boots on the ground, bro. Imagine like Dougie being K Flock.
Oh my god.
Right now, they'd be airing shit the fuck out.
Yo, free take K.
Free take K. Yeah. You know
nah,
saying?
Y'all can keep him.
I mean, for the war.
Yeah. Unleash take K for the cause. And they gonna bring him out like a fucking, they gonna bring him out like a Bond villain.
They're gonna be like Gogeta.
Yeah.
Bro, send all the drill rappers and send all the families with American flags outside their crib.
Facts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you
so
ever
hard?
Tweeted a motherfucking eagle, if you ever said you love the USA, if we find hashtags that say Blue Lives Matter,
facts.
Bitch, get your feet on the ground.
That's
go
right.
Go fight for your country.
Oh, these colors don't run? Prove it.
Yeah. Oh, don't tread on me? All right, let's see.
That's what we need.
Yo, are you really about that life, bro?
Yeah.
Word? You got two handguns in your house.
Well, me and my sisters are staying out of men business. So have a great time. Enjoy.
Yo, I can't go out there. I'm too old, man.
Bro, they couldn't resist. Like, I think if we sent drill rappers out there, they couldn't resist going on IG Live after and being like, yo, y'all not spinning. Fuck is y'all talking about?
Y'all spitting, nigga. Fuck is y'all talking about?
You know what's crazy?
Fuck is y'all talking about? Y'all not even really like that.
Talk to these niggas, man.
Yo, y'all.
Talk to these niggas, man. These niggas ain't built like us, bro.
Yo, that's word to my dad. Y'all not even really like that, bro.
Word to G's, nigga.
Yo, hop on this live.
Yo, hop on this live right now, nigga. You pussy, nigga.
Yo, Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky. Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky. Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky.
Yo, Hassan.
Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky.
Yo, Khalid. Yo, Khalid. Yo, Abdul Rahman. Yo, jump on the live right now, my nigga. I see you in the fucking comments, my nigga. What's up? What's shaking?
Yo, stop hiding.
You know my body, nigga.
Why you running?
Come on, son. Put you in a blunt, nigga. Your whole clique. Fuck out of here.
Yo.
You see what we did to Bin Laden, nigga?
Oh, my God.
That nigga's floating in the ocean right now with a wave count.
I low-key.
Moisha, when I catch you, Moisha. Moisha, when I catch you, Moisha.
Yeah, I low-key feel like it would be the opposite. Like, you said the drill rappers, they're not going to want to fight. They're going to be like, bro, they ain't do nothing to me. They ain't fuck none of my bitches. They ain't fuck up none of my parlays.
They not ops.
They never stole no weed from me.
Yo.
Like, I don't got problems with none of these motherfuckers
over
here.
They be like, yo, Liz, yo, they put this shit in the blunt called Poppy, yo.
Oh,
this
my
shit
God.
Is lit. I'm like, yo, this shit got me slumped, yo.
They're about to have, like, the farm-to-table fucking lean.
Farm-to-table lean is fucking nuts.
Speaking of lean, I just saw a video. Well, not a video. Somebody saying that they got pregnant, didn't know, and was drinking lean the whole time. And her and baby they, turned out fine. This is what she
Uzi?
Said.
She gave birth to Lil Uzi.
Nah, that's
with
actually,
the diamond in his head.
That's actually just four bats. That's he's an actual baby.
Like, oh
that's,
my God,
four bats is that baby, the lean baby. That's why he sounds like that. Like I come and slide by a pill. It's a literal baby.
Yo, she was so lit off the fucking lean when she had the motherfucker. They were like, "Yo, what do you want to name her?" She's like, "Lil Baby," because he's a little baby.
Yeah. Yo, we need more sexual education classes. We need people to stop having sex.
Yo.
Or if you want to have sex. But don't have children.
Yes.
Because you motherfuckers is stupid.
You're not built for that.
You're not. And I'm not talking to the listeners. Real quick, I'm so sorry.
No.
Real, quick shout out to all the listeners. Yeah, I love you.
I love you. Love you. If you're in your second trimester, rub your belly, baby.
Yeah, if you're not, do that. Do all that. Take care of yourself. Yeah. Just want to say,
you know what I'm saying? Perianal massage.
Real quick, thank you to everybody who listens, who supports, who does fan pages, who is out there hashtagging, creating visuals. We fucking love you.
Love you, baby.
I'm not really here to verbally assault you. I'm actually a really soft-spoken woman. I'm forced to be verbally abusive.
That's right.
That's actually the reason we don't have visuals, because you can't see. Hassan got a knife to my back right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yo, he's
I'm literally.
That's why. He's like, yo, turn
my
mic off.
I'm supposed to be mean to you.
Yeah.
So it's not my fault.
This is, guys, I want to take this opportunity to let y'all know that we are sponsored by the Sinaloa Cartel. And there is sicarios in behind each one of our chairs right now.
There's
so making sure we do the damn thing.
Yeah, there's a bitch quota, actually. On the show. There's an allotted number of times Liz is required to call somebody a bitch.
If I don't, they rob me as soon as I leave.
As soon as she leaves,
this is parts of the story we don't like to tell.
Come on, man. This is how the sausage gets made, y'all.
Yeah.
Yo, so listen, to wrap the Taylor thing up, everybody's fucking mad at Taylor, you know what I mean? But there is nothing that she is doing that gets me as mad as these fucking incels are. So the only thing that would make me as mad as these guys get mad at Taylor Swift is some shit like this. This man had a little squabble in his locker room with his teammate, and I guess he was on his way to the bathroom stall because he said, yo, what comes first? My bowel movement or this fucking smoke? And he said, this fucking smoke. So he got it shaking in some gym shorts. And then it got so aggressive, I guess, that my man just straight dropped 6 brownies on the floor. My man dropped 6 little Debbie Cosmic brownies on the floor in the locker room and just kept it fucking pushing, bro. Like, fam, this is crazy to me. On several levels.
We need to see them have a match with the dudes who's fighting with the dick out.
I was about to say, like, yo.
We got
to
see who really care about the AW.
Like, yo, who are you fighting for a longer period of time? Homie with his dick out?
Or Doodoo Man.
Or Doodoo Man.
Homie with his dick out.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I like, because like both of those things are assault with a deadly weapon. But, but I'd much rather deal with dick guy than Doodoo Man. Because Doodoo Man has, that's like bioterrorism.
Yeah,
that's
like fair.
That's like Resident Evil shit.
He also, when they said it, he turned around to look at it like, oh shit,
oh,
was
shit,
that me?
Yeah, that's Doodoo.
You can see it fall out.
Yeah, yo.
So watch right here. Boom. 1, 2.
Oh my God.
I seen the Doodoo.
My God. Oh my God. Yo.
I'd rather fight the big dick bandit, bro.
Yo, facts, bro. Listen, imagine giving Doodoo Man a tombstone. Tombstone and Doodoo Man.
No, that's
crazy. That should get on like your chin. Like,
ew, oh my God, bro. My thing is, what the fuck is y'all so mad about?
Yo, fam.
Because I remember fighting like this as a teenager.
Yes.
Like at 16 to 18, bro, don't even look at me the wrong way.
Yeah, no holds barred.
But as a grown ass woman, the only thing that could push me to this level is Eric Adams.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yo, you be like, yo, I gotta take your shit, but I gotta fuck you up first.
Yeah.
Yo.
Randy, how you feel, man? Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm just like, it was, what was so important that like it couldn't wait till, cause like motherfuckers that know me in real life know I'm a serial shitter. I will shit. I will shit anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, people be like, ew, you doodoo in the club?
I was just gonna ask you, will you shit at the club?
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm marked.
Yeah, yeah,
100. Yeah. I don't give up. What am I? I'm not risking incontinence in my elderly life.
Yo.
Because of what? Because of some club fucking social politics? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I gotta respect it.
I'm dropping a deucer in the fucking club.
Yo,
fuck you,
I'm gonna keep it super real with y'all, bro. And this is, I was gonna say I'm ashamed, but fuck that. Yo, I was driving and it was like a 3-hour drive, bro. And you know when you get like upstate, them exits be like 20 miles apart, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. I was like, I missed the rest. I was like, yo, I'm good.
It's not too late, Meryl.
Roll past the rest stop.
You can still stop.
Yo, I fucking love Vic. Yeah. Vic is dead ass how I am with my brother, bro. I'll just be looking at Andy like, all right. You know when it's time to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But that just makes people want to know more. So yo, can you finish the story?
So, I pull over. I don't know where I am because this is like upstate New York, highway, trees, darkness, bears.
Wilderness. It was nighttime?
It was nighttime. But it was like, yo,
I come alive in the nighttime.
You know what I'm saying? The freaks come out at night. The dookie comes out at night. Yo, fucking, yo, listen, I'm going to be graphic here, but listen, we all fam. You know when you got a dookie and your butthole is just doing the fucking, doing this? Nigga,
doing Kegels?
Yeah, doing this. This shit is hitting a strobe light.
Yeah.
Like your butthole just turned into a strobe light. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I ain't fucking up the leather in this car. And I like these jeans and I don't have a change of clothes.
Yo, and you're driving. So you're already in shitting position.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it doesn't help.
The massage seat massaging my lumbar is making it worse. You know what I mean? You're pushing the dookie down. So I'm just like, bro, fuck it. I pull over, throw the hazards on, jumped out so fast, bro. Like, I never took my pants off so fast in my life. Yo, fucking, yo, listen, Sofia Vergara could be in here right now and be like, yo, if you take your dick out right now, I'm gonna touch it. And I still would not take my pants off faster than I did this night. I took my shit so I almost ripped them motherfuckers, B. And I took the wildest, longest shit. Cause I was like, you know how dogs, when they take a shit, they kind of like scoot and they walk forward a little bit? I did that, bro, cause I was so shook. I didn't want to stay still and have like a snake bite me in my balls or some shit like that. Yo, I'm scared to death. Yo, so I'm scooting like this, taking a dookie. Listen, I got up and I went to go get back in my car. Like the side of the shit lit up. And it lit up the dookie. Yo, that shit looked like a garden snake. Right?
Yo.
That shit looked like like the snake that the Puerto Rican niggas be having around their neck on Ocean Beach.
Oh my God.
Oh my god.
I know he had to
take a dookie's al fresco.
I know you had to use the grabber leaf to wipe. Like, it was like,
he was in like, 2 years. In 2 years, when Mero is hosting one of the biggest fucking late night talk show hosts, somebody's gonna release a video of this motherfucker taking a shit on the side of the road.
I didn't even know about.
And we're gonna be like, nah, that's not even Mero. That looked like Button. That's not Mero at all.
That's not Mero at all. Yeah.
That's Joe Button. Yo, Liz! Yo! Put a horn out for this bitch, bro! she's violent!
Yo, yo. Oh my god.
Oh, I love it, bro! Oh my god.
Oh god.
They still going at it.
Yo, I just want to say for the audience, we don't have video yet. Victor left the doo-doo video on a loop for the past 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. I thought this was victory late.
This is a part of the psychological warfare that they're putting against us.
You now. We're just going to shout ultra racial epithets.
I don't want to tell y'all this, but y'all familiar with the Jason Bourne movies?
Yeah.
This is that. He's the old white guy that's like psyoping the shit out of you.
Yeah, yeah. Hassan's the guy that goes, Jason Christ, it's Jason Bourne. But instead, it's Jesus Christ. It's Hassan insane.
Jesus Christ. It's Liz and Rainey.
That's too funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I didn't even peep that you mentioned the uncut hot dog swing. I didn't even peep that, bro.
Because it was just like, yo. All right, so listen, we got fight parameters. You know what I'm saying? It's things we do, things we don't do. You know what I mean? And, you know, clearly you would rather fight the guy with his dick out.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But would you rather fight him or one of these Yakubian devils, bro? Because Christy Fritz is on TikTok talking about how she loves being barefoot, and she cuts the bottom of her shoes out, bro, in order to be barefoot incognito mode. That's fucking crazy, B.
She cuts out the bottom of like J's, Burberry's, Prada joints. Like, like this is gotta be a fetish.
Fair.
It's gotta
that's what
be
I
a
was
fetish.
Thinking.
Yo, there's off whites in there. Yo, Virgil's rolling over in his grave. What is going on?
So yeah. She said they cut the soles, but they leave a little piece.
Yo, that's
what
we look at each other. Cause yo, what are your toenails looking like? She said we leave a little ledge for our toenails to latch on.
Yeah, or to hook on.
Bitch, are you a gargoyle?
Kim, there's people that are dying. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I feel like this is the type of couple to come up to you and be like, hey, so we like you. What are you doing later?
Hey, what's up? I'm like, yo, why is your foot sticking out of your sneakers like the crackhead on my block?
Don't worry about that.
I'm just like, this has got to be some freak shit, man.
It got
to
be, bro.
Like, you can't, like, yo, going barefoot incognito to the Sephora next to cheesecake.
Yo.
Next to the Cheesecake Factory is nuts, man.
So I know that they say that walking barefoot helps you connect with the world and nature. That's what I'm saying. So in DR, when I'm in DR, I walk barefoot all the time. Especially if you're on soil. Bitch is in New York City.
Fam.
Barefoot.
Ugh.
There is nothing but cigarette butts, leftover heroin,
the hepatitis A through Z,
and a little bit of pepperoni sauce on the streets of New York.
And Doodoo Man.
Doodoo Man is rolling through the streets.
He's rolling through the streets. Yeah.
And
you
just walking around with your man. And you know what? It gave it away. The braids he had on his head gave it away.
Yeah.
Bro, I said, this man.
That was
freak.
From fucking episode 19, 18. Well, he's like, hey, man, if you're a regular looking white guy, just get cornrows, dude. Cornrows and cut the bottom off your shoes, bro.
I was going to say, like, all these, like, weird TikTok white people have the same voice.
Yeah.
All have the same fucking
And he got the same hairstyle as my fucking cousin Marielle, bro. Yo, man, shout out to my cousin Marielle. She got these same braids last week, bro.
He got four different hairstyles. He got the braids, he got the side part, and he got the bun in the back.
That's crazy.
He got the XXX Tentacion shit going on. This motherfucker look like Kid Boo. He look like Majin Boo, bro.
It's like the fucking backstage shit with DJ, Jay-Z told DJ Clue, yo, nigga, you got five different haircuts. You got a fade in the front, a blowout in the back.
This is crazy. Like, that has cut the soles out of every one of this. Do you go to the gym?
Like, what are you
literally
doing?
Just walking around the city barefoot. And then the worst part is you put on sneakers to show us that you are like the rest of us. We don't know that you are a sinister bitch until you get to the front of us and we see the back of that black dark ass foot that you got collecting dust.
Yes, because one thing that kills me is when. Because if you're from here, you don't do this because you know what it is.
We don't do that in America.
We don't do that in America. When you from here, meaning New York City, five boroughs, you don't get on the if you having a whole day, you like, fam, I'm not getting on a fucking train in chancletas. You crazy?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my feet is going to look like I work in a coal mine. Yo, fucking Reagan fucking Smith from fucking Vermont. She's coming. She's wearing her Birkies all day. Yep. And by the time she takes some shits off, bro, it's like, fam. COVID 28 is there,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna allude to that. Like, bro, there's a reason shoes exist, man. fucking damn,
no
bro.
No shirt,
like,
no shoes, no service.
Yeah, like I can't believe, like, I'm saying this shit in 2024, bro. Like, that's fucking ridiculous, bro.
We got flying cars.
Yo, we are not long. We're not long for this world, and it's all white people's fault.
Yo, yep,
it's crazy,
bro. Last year, were we not having the rag conversation? White people didn't know that you're supposed to. Something in not just fucking Irish Spring soap on your body.
Yo, which by the way is jail soap. Y'all gotta stop. There's a reason why they give that shit to niggas in jail.
You know
they
what?
Give them the
you know what? I got a little bit of money now, but I'm not gonna let you slander Irish Spring. Right, honestly,
let's build on
I will not let you slander them. Not on my watch.
Yo, all I know is that when I bathe with Irish Spring, I come out of that shit and I feel like. My air fryer has a setting called dehydrate, and I imagine that's what it feels like.
Yep. That shit will leave you ashy as fuck. But then you got 4 seconds.
You'll be wet, but still ashy.
Yeah. Like that part. I'm like, yo, how am I wet? But I'm doing the Jay-Z. The only Psalms I read was on the arms of my niggas. I'm like writing Bible scripture on my arms with my fingernail because I'm so fucking ashy.
You're doing the Constantine shit where you put your arms together, summon an angel. But like, what's the alternative? Like, I say let them keep doing whatever bullshit they're doing because I'm gatekeeping Jabón de Cuava. I don't want them. I don't want them to figure out that shit exists because as soon as they figure it out, that shit go up to $6 a bar,
my nigga.
And I'm not trying to deal with all that.
That
so.
Part, bro. When you walk into fucking Kiehl's and they got a Jabón de Cuava for $60,
you see, Mero?
That's what I'm
that's
telling
gonna
you.
This is why you need to. We need Irish Spring to sponsor our podcast.
Yeah, that's gonna be my canon event if that happens.
Yeah. Yo, we need facts. Irish Spring, holla at your boys, man. We were all in parabens. Oh my god.
Can I just say really quickly, song of the last 2 weeks that I haven't been able to take it off, and also haven't been able to get it out of my fucking head. Giving Pressure by Rainio Val.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Bro, you put your dick and balls in that song.
Thank
that
you
shit
so much.
Is so fucking bro, I just be at work like is it I be feeling like a white bitch, like just yeah.
He starts like that. He starts with a white bitch.
And then when he go, let's go, back him up. Oh my god, bro. That I tell you, I listen to that shit at least 20 times a day.
Damn,
that is my
so
shit, bro.
Yeah.
Wow, that is my shit. That I fucking love that song.
You made Lizbo dance like a white bitch, bro. Be proud of yourself.
Yeah, thank you. A white bitch on coke. that's what it give me. I want to hear that shit in the club, bro. I want to be faded.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that means the world.
Yo,
damn, bro. Man. I appreciate you. Liz, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Listen, we're gonna jerk each other off while we go to these commercials. Y'all, we'll be right fucking back.
Yeah, listen to this Norwegian baby powder commercial right there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yo, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? You forgot what the intro is because you smoke mad weed. Yeah. But we are back, baby. And it is time for the Mail Bag.
Sorry. Before we get into that, real quick, I just wanted to shout out. Thank you, Liz, for the shout out earlier before the break. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the artist that's on that track with me, Medino Green, Brooklyn native. Shout out to him.
Oh, shit. Wait,
Brooklyn legend.
No.
Shout out to Medino Green.
That's the same Medino Green that did the joint with Mos Def.
That's the Butch Queen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Medino
Green. Yeah. Shout out Medino on Giving Pressure.
And this question is not from Medino, but it is from SEO Buddy, who says, what is a small everyday thing that never fails to make you happy? Love the show. Ugly laughs on company time all day.
Finally, a wholesome question,
yeah,
bro.
Right? Yeah,
I feel like our fans been terrorizing us.
Should I fuck my mom? Yes or no? Circle one.
Oh, man. Who wants to answer first?
You go ahead. Go ahead, listen.
Oh, for me, honestly, something I do every day is a small act of kindness because that's what helps me be happy. I love doing little shit, even if you're a stranger, complete stranger, I don't give a fuck. I love making somebody smile, whether it's a stranger, somebody I love. I love doing small things to show people that they matter. Like, we live in a fucked up world. I'm sorry. A lot of negativity. We all going through emotional battles. We have deaths. We just all as humans go through so much that I will never waste the opportunity to try to make somebody's day. I don't care if I'm behind you online. If you taking too long to pay for your shit, I'll pay for it. If I feel like you got good energy and I don't mind, I love doing shit like that because it just fulfills me. So, I would say just do like a small act of kindness, whether it's for yourself or your family, somebody you love.
Facts. I got to pull up on you on Target and just be right in line
behind
you.
Yeah, nah, I'm not paying for four little Merrows. I can imagine what the fucking bills look like. No, thank you.
Merrow and his family fuck around and make Target look like the Gucci store.
Motherfuckers take a school bus to that bitch.
Spend 40 bands at Target.
Yo, in the dollar section.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It takes a lot.
The fact that you even take your children into stores with you says you got money, because I would leave them bitches in the car.
Yeah. With the window cracked, like, and a bottle of water.
What about you guys? What's a small thing y'all do every day that makes you happy?
Meryl, go ahead.
Oh, to me, my kids is older now, you know what I'm saying? Or they're becoming older. So, and I remember stuff that made me real happy as a kid. Like, yo, my pops is here for that. Or like, my mom's is here for that. They was holding me down. So just yesterday my son had a basketball game. And he was playing and they were losing by like 10 points or whatever. They made a comeback. They mad hype and shit. They like, yo, what's up? Yo, everybody's mad happy. High-fiving each other and shit. And then he looked over to me and he just did like this. Like, let's go! And I was like, let's go! Bro, I was almost started crying.
Oh, that's
bro. So little shit like that, like making my kids happy makes me happy. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's fucking beautiful.
And
man.
I know some like, yo, I bought you this thing. Like on some like, yo, let's go outside. Let's go do this thing. Yo, you ever seen Paid in Full, bro? Word, we about to watch that shit as a family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I take I piggybacking off of that. Yeah, pretty much just anything that, like whenever my doing little shit for my kids that like I don't really expect thanks for, but when they do, like I took my sons to the Museum of Ice Cream this past Sunday, and like right after like it was done, like we were waiting to leave and got a little bit of extra ice cream, and Godric, just my oldest son, he just looks at me, he goes, "Dad, thanks for bringing me here. I had so much fun." And he gave me the biggest hug, and I was like,
aww.
"Oh man, that's so great." So just like, yeah, anything really that makes my kids happy makes me happy, but not involving the kids, a small thing that I like to do every day that never fails to make me happy. Well, I don't do this every day because I don't have time every day, but sometimes I'll wake up extra early just so that I have like extra time to be a hater.
Why? Well, I knew he was about to say some shit.
I just love hating. I just hating fuels me. It just brings me peace and like tranquility, and like I just love hating. Just hating is so pure. It's such a versatile and such a pure emotion that,
yeah,
you know, hating is just it's just ingrained in my psyche.
You can spin that shit out into a million different things.
So
I thought he was gonna say jerk off because I was like, word, me too.
Yeah,
that's what I thought he was gonna say too.
High pressure situation, bro. I'm in the shower beating my meat for 20 minutes.
Sometimes hating is more powerful than the jerk.
Sometimes you're not horny, you're just hateful.
You're just hateful.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta bust a hate nut and then.
Jesus Christ.
I'm about to go Jacob the Jada Pinkett's book, y'all. Victory Live, episode 23. You heard? Pow.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.